Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room. I'm Bob Pop with two-time Super Bowl champion David Diehl. We're going to focus in on Justin Pugh. This is a guy you can relate to because he's similar to you. He's played tackle, he's played guard, he's played on both sides of the line. Let's break down some of the things that he's done well at the guard position.
One of his biggest things, like you just said, Bob, is versatility. You love the fact that he can play on both sides of the ball, both guard positions, both tackle positions, and the trick up his sleeve, he could play center if need be. So this is one of his strengths. We're going to see a double team here at the center position with Weston Richburg moving a one technique, that shade over the center, and getting that double team and getting up to the second level. This is very important. He does a nice job, boom, hitting that one technique, but using it to propel himself to get to the angle he needs to block Luke Kuechly. He does a great job at the second level, getting in space. You see him getting his hands inside the framework and giving the back a two-way go, hitting them dead square head-on.
Justin Pugh just wrapped up his third year in the National Football League. And, David, there are some things technique-wise he can still improve upon.
There most certainly are. Like I said, all his positives earlier, but now we'll go to one of his weaknesses that he needs to turn into one of his strengths. Justin Pugh is not one of the longest arm guys. That was one of the things coming from the draft into the NFL that coaches and GMs all discussed about him. So when you have that issue, you have to be a striker. You can't be a gunslinger with your hands at the side of your hips. You got to be a boxer. You have to have your hands up, and you've got to be able to redirect and control defensive tackles. Now we see him working on a three technique, which is the outside shade of a guard on Justin Pugh. You see his hands? Now watch how he does not strike. He places and grabs. He doesn't get the inside leverage with his hands like he needs. And what happens as a defensive lineman? Inside hand leverage wins. Defensive lineman gets his hands inside, is able to push him back, redirect, and come up with a tackle.
So that's an area that he can work on in the offseason, right, as far as getting those hands inside and punching as opposed to grabbing.
That's exactly what he needs to do. And one of the ways that we used to work on that is you tie, as funny as it sounds, a bicycle inner tube together so your hands are locked in together. So you have them tied around almost like a bow so that the only way you can punch is with those hands tight. You can't get them outside of the framework.
All right, that's a look at Justin Pugh with David Diehl. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Inside the Film Room.